Greetings, and Nyawiskana Gwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to fantastic tunes from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. And today, my featured artist is the one and only, the living legend, Mickey Free. That's right, we're discussing a wide range of topics today. Most importantly, his brand new album, Turquoise Blue, but we're talking Jimi Hendrix to Gene Simmons and Shalimar, Gary Clark Jr., and a whole lot more. The less I say, the better. We're going to get right into it. Kicking things off is All Along the Watchtower from Turquoise Blue today on Gino. Kicking off our listening for today's edition of Gino, it's Mickey Free, the one and only's take on Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower off Mickey's brand new album, Turquoise Blue. I got to be right up front with you, the listener, today. I had a very hard time picking the songs that I wanted to include in today's playlist. But, you know, as things settled down a little bit, I figured when we're talking about Mickey Free, how he got into music, we kind of have to start back at the beginning. And
Jimi Hendrix provides the perfect jumping point to get into our conversation today. I'd like to welcome at this time Mickey Frida Gino. Nyawe Scano, Mickey, how are you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm doing good, Brad. You know, I'm happy to be here, happy to talk to you, happy to be alive, baby.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting ready to put 2020 behind us. We got a bright future ahead. You're hitting the ground running for 2022. And congratulations on an amazing new album, first and foremost.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I really appreciate that. You know, I wrote this record during COVID, if you can believe that. You know, all the songs I would just sat in my house and just wrote and was inspired by certain things. And I think it's the best album I've done to date with my friends on it, you know, and I'm proud of it. And I really appreciate you acknowledging me and understanding where I'm coming from in my music. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Upside.
Well, thank you so much as well. This is a true honor, and I want to dive into the specifics about Turquoise Blue here after a bit, kind of where some of that inspiration came from, and I guess, you know, that all kind of ties into what we're talking about today. I chose All Along the Watchtower because it's my understanding that it was a certain concert that you saw as just about a teenager that changed your life, yeah?
Yeah. My stepfather was in the service, so we were living in Germany for like 10 years, man, you know, back and forth to America, to Germany. And, you know, one time, my father's buddy's daughter got in trouble and she couldn't go to this concert. So he gave the ticket, right? He gave the tickets to my father. Wow. My father gave the tickets to my sister, my older sister, and said, I don't know what this is, but, you know, take your brother and go to this concert. She hated taking me because I was a little brat. And she was, I think she was like 18 and I was like 13 or something. So she takes me to the concert, right? And she's there, you know, chatting away with her boyfriend. And she was like, just watch the concert and don't bug me. And all of a sudden, the lights go down. This guy comes up with a huge afro and pink bell bottoms. And you could hear these marshals were so cool. And he busts out his strat and he's going, and he goes, yeah, dig. This is for lady in the front row with the pink panties. And breaks in a foxy lady, bro. Wow. It was Jimi Hendrix. I was like in shock. I was like, oh my God. Right? After that, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to play music. I wanted to dress like Jimi Hendrix. And I wanted all the foxy ladies.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to say, that must have been like seeing a space alien, yeah?
Oh, it was, man. I mean, if you could have had a picture of me, tongue dropped to the floor, eyes bugging out of my head, and Hendrix wearing it out in Stuttgart, Germany, bro. Oh. I mean, it's legendary. Oh, you know, yeah. I was like, well, I was messed up for years after that.
Well, you know, I guess that's why I wanted to kind of start there. You know, as we were kind of talking before our chat got going, I feel like there's a little bit of a lineage with you and having that kind of a connection to Jimi Hendrix, even though you're in the, that's still a connection, you know, and that's not something that a lot of my guests can say they experienced, excuse the pun, like live and in the flesh, you know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, that I feel like something transmitted to you and some of that magic kind of you carried around, obviously, for the rest of your life. You kept that spark alive. And I got to think that it was part of that spark that helped lead the path by which you found success. I mean, now we can fast forward a little bit and talk about Gene Simmons, if you will.
Yeah. You know, again, you know, the music business is tough, as we all know.
Yeah, sure.
You know, right time, right place, but you got to have some talent. There's no doubt. So, you know, I'm in the Midwest. I'm playing in this little band that I joined called Smokehouse. And we opened like two or three shows before Kiss. And it was a killer bill. It was Kiss, Rush, Ted Nugent, REO Speedwagon, right? And then our little band playing, three-piece, you know, and I did a couple of Hendrix songs and then I did a couple of original songs. And then as I was walking off stage, Gene Simmons comes to me in those big monster boots and goes, "You're a star," just like that to me. And I was like looking at him like, "What the hell is Gene Simmons talking to me, bro?" Yeah.
In the makeup?
And so long. Oh, yeah, full dress, everything. I mean, I look like a little midget because he had on those like 7-inch flats. monster boots, okay? And so he said to me, you know, if ever you get out to L.A., find me. And I said, okay, you know, like, I was just starstruck. It just so happens that I'm in L.A. I'm playing in a SIR rehearsal studios on Sunset in Hollywood. And there's a knock on the door. And we open the door. And Gene Simmons sticks his head in there and goes, remember me? I'm like, Gene, what the hell? Yeah, long story short, he took me under his wing. He you know, hooked me up with my first publishing contract. He signed me to Diana Ross's management company with Diana Ross as my first manager. I went on tour with Diana Ross. Gene Simmons was awesome. Kiss, so dig this. He was running the sound, baby. Gene Simmons from Kiss was running my sound. It was incredible. You know, yeah, Gene Simmons was, yeah, instrumental in blasting me off. Now, you got to remember, you know, Gene Simmons, instrumental in blasting who? Van Halen off. Oh, yeah. So Gene was like a star maker. Sure. You know, he knew talent. He had a nose for it, and, you know, and discovered it. I'm grateful to Gene. I just saw him last month in Las Vegas at his art show. I was out there seeing Steve Stevens with Billy Idol, because, of course, Steve Stevens is on my new record. Mm-hmm. So I was out there hanging out. I saw Gene was in town. I emailed the Kiss company, and they told me where he was. And then he called me and said, come over. He goes, I want you to show you something. So, I thought it was just going to be me and Gene. Jeez. I get there, paparazzi everywhere. Gene's laughing. I go, Simmons, what's with all these cameras? He goes, I told him you were coming. I go, that is so mean. So, anyway, yeah, I have the best relationship with Gene. Yeah, man. Yeah,
you know, that's super cool. And as I was trying not to gush too much before we got talking, you know, you made it happen against all odds. And you're right. Some of it is a right time, right place. But the talent obviously has to be there as well. You hold your own. You do a lot of innovation like that. But at the same time, the cards were stacked against Indigenous people up until, even say, like, now. You know what I mean? We're finally now seeing that opportunity. And so, you know, all hats off to you, Mickey, because, you know, you made it happen. Your life is the story of legend, but here we are having a really down-to-earth conversation right now. And we're going to listen to some great tunes as well. You know, I don't want to touch too much on Dave Chappelle. I do have a clip that I want to play here after a little bit. And yes, I am talking with the one, the only, Shirts versus the Blouses, Mickey Free, Mickey Free. Also mentioned in the Chappelle Show. And the clip that I'm going to be including here before our time is up is on Mickey's website. Go check it out. And it involves Prince talking about it, Dave Chappelle talking about it, of course, Mickey talking about it. And it's all true. We're going to come back and talk about Turquoise Blue in just a few. I have a lot of great tracks coming your way. And I figured, Mickey, since the theme or one of the themes of Turquoise Blue is you paying homage to a lot of your heroes and things of that nature, I wanted to do the same with this episode of Gyno. So I got Robbie Robertson, Buffy St. Marie coming. I also have Crystal Shawanda. Yeah. You collaborate quite a bit and a whole lot more. In the meantime, we're getting back into Turquoise Blue with World on Fire today on Gyno.
Fire. tests and fire. Is this your desire to find the truth? Sons of the Father, a river of hate runs through. Please stop the violence, there's more you can do. If we don't come together, judgment day is surely due. Change it must come, but the blood it still runs. God's creatures stand and fight, inciting riots. The debt is now due. If we could only see humanity, that is the truth.
Hello, this is Evie Buckskin, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Who you slick? You investors in hate. You Saddams and you Bushes. You Bin Ladens and snakes. You billionaire bullies. You're a globalized curse. Put war on the masses, and then you clean out the purse. And that's how it's done. War after war. You old feudal parasites, you just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting edge weapons, but your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Oh, as a patriot game. That's a war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. You twisters of language. You creeps of disguise. Your disinformation. It's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers. You gambler thieves. You profit on war. Less money in peace. So that's how it's done, time after time, and country after country, and crime after crime. You pretend it's religion, like there's no one to blame for the dead and impoverished in your little patriot game. Honey, that's a war racket. team up with thugs, make a fortune on weapons, destruction and drugs. Put your flags and boots and uniforms, start to all look the same. When both sides are playing your little patriot game, and that's how it's done. And you've got our sons in the crosshairs of horror at the end of a gun. And your national anthems, they start to all smell the same when all sides are playing in the patriot game. It's just the war racket. 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 And war's never, ever holy. It's just a greedy man's dream. And you two-faced crusaders, both sides are obscene. War's not made by God. War's made by men who misdirect our attention while you thieves do your thing. And that's how it's done. About every 30 years, the rich fill the coffers, the poor fill with tears, the young fill the coffins, the old hang a wreath, the politicians get photographed with their names underneath. That's a war racket. That's a war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's a war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket.
Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, winding down that block of great, great Native American music from all across Turtle Island. Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, it's your host, Brett Mabee, coming at you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. The Reverend Billy Gibbons of the Church of ZZ Top had to say this. The man, Mickey Free, is a multi-talented maker of mad machinations in a most mesmerizing manner. Mercy. Get it on. Mickey Free, welcome back to Gyno. You know, thank you so much for a fun conversation so far. And yeah, as the music was playing, you were very quick to point something out to me. And that's why we kind of switched directions a little bit and ended that block with Redbone, right? We got to start there when we're talking about who paved the way.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, our Native people's got to understand something when it comes to rock and roll. I mean, Redbone, my friends and brothers, they were the first Native American rock stars. You know, I saw those guys play, and that blew my mind. That probably right up there with Hendrix, because there's natives playing cool music, guitars in regalia, yeah, and starting the song on native drum. That is superstar-ish right there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and as I grew up, I was still digging on Redbone, and I finally met him and played with him, did some concerts with him, and I just love them, man. But I just want everybody to know out there that, you know, Redbone, they were the ish, if I can say that on your show. they inspired me too. Probably, you know, not too much. I'd say Redbone's a 9 and Hendrix is a 10 on the scale of like coolness. Yeah, Brad. Yeah, baby.
I can dig it. And you know what? I mean, and again, yeah, you know, that's got to be one of those defining moments where, again, you get bit, right? And not only are they out there playing in regalia and whatnot, but they're damn good musicians, too. I mean, man, I've listened to some of their live stuff. They're especially good live, that very jazzy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, those guys, you know, just like Gene Simmons said to when he discovered me and the press was all around me, he goes, Mickey Free is just not another pretty face. And I love that about Zoom, you know, which meant, you know, I got the good.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so does Redbone, baby. They got it. You know, they were killer musicians, are, and they're still doing some gigs. You know, one of them passed away, a couple of them passed away, but they're still forging on. They were, like I said, superstars, musicianship, everything. Greatness. Native greatness, baby.
Yeah. We actually can have this kind of conversation without mentioning Redbone as well. Mickey, let's talk a little bit about Turquoise Blue at this time. I mean, this is your strongest collection of tunes, arguably. I mean, you have a lot of a great output out there, but there's something about this, and I think the timing might have something to do with it, but I think it's what you did with the time that we were down with the pandemic. You really took advantage of that opportunity to turn inward and created some magic with it, yeah?
You know, I was in the process of writing this record anyway. But then, you know, I had pieces here, pieces there. And then COVID hit 2020. And I'm like, Jesus. So we were down. So I just started to write. And then I got inspired by things that were happening in our world, thus World on Fire. And, you know, inspiration from my peers and my partners. Low Riding 420, inspired by who? ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. You know, and my song Heavy Mercy, you know, totally just is alludes and soothes and Jimi Hendrix-esque and Robin Trower-esque groove mixed with Mickey Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just my best shit, man. You know, I just got it, got down to it, and I recorded it in Albuquerque, New Mexico at this killer studio called Rio Grande. Ken Riley owns it, and he was my first engineer. I don't know if you read the credits, but I wrote it, arranged it, produced it, and performed it, Mr. Brett. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's just get that perfectly straight here, buddy. You know? And so the studio inspired me too.
Yeah.
Very 70s, very hippie-esque, very,
Shag
very
carpets
cool.
And a whole bit?
No, not shag carpets, but a lot of hippie wood. you know.
Right on.
And then I just got my vibe there, and I was inspired, and the record shows it. And you know, I called up some of my friends. Hey man, want to do this? Jump in here with me. And you know, we got Gary Clark on there. We got Steve Stevens from Billy Idol's band. We got all of Santana's band almost, except for Carlos, because he couldn't, because he was recording another record, thus World on Fire. And a side note to all the listeners, when you play that, that's me playing guitar. That is not Carlos Santana. Everyone thinks it is, but it's all Mickey Free, baby. It's just me playing it.
Oh, it's so smooth.
Yeah, I was inspired, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, but, you know, and this turquoise blue. And to us, it's a double meaning. Turquoise is, we believe, the blue stone prolongs life. It's special to us. So I'm always dripping in turquoise. Some of my fans call me the native bling king, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I got turquoise concho belt straps. Come on now.
You know,
we got to represent.
You need some turquoise grills for your tea, too, you know?
Oh, my God. That would be so funny. Oh, my God.
You heard it here first, folks. Brett, that's it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to look into that.
Nice.
I'm going to look into that. Have me some grills made like that. Oh, my God. That's it. I'm doing it.
Hey, like I said, man, that's all right. That's all right. Mickey, you know, let's get back into the tunes. We have a lot more listening to do today. You mentioned bringing along Gary Clark, and that's where I feel like a lineage is formed here. Not only are we paying homage to the past, you're looking forward to the future. Gary Clark is on the forefront of being a carrier of the blues. And let's face it, we need more people like that. You called up Gary. He said, sure, I'll be there, Mickey. And the song you guys recorded together is Woman. Help us introduce this, if you would, please.
It was just a groove that I had, you know. Woman. And so I was like, oh, yeah, man, yeah. So I put it together, and I sent Gary. You know, I know Gary Clark. I jam with him all the time. I met him in Austin, and we became close friends. You know, he's a stand-up guy, killer musician,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I just love him and his family. I sent him a couple songs. He goes, oh, no, I want to play on Woman. I want that song. I said, okay. So Woman is just about women in general who break our hearts. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's what the song is about. And just listen to the lyrics. Very cool. And Gary Clark takes the first solo, and I take the second solo, and we just burn it down, and it's one of my favorite cuts on the record, Woman. Thank you, Gary Clark Jr., baby. Love you.
This album is full of a whole lot of great energy. Perfect way to get you going as we get back into the music at this time. Before our listening is through, you know I got to throw in a Shalimar song, but that's coming at the very end. I also have some Crystal Shawanda coming. And like I was mentioning, you know, I didn't want to spend too much time talking about the Dave Chappelle skit. It is funny. I am going to include it. But you know what? While I have the opportunity to talk to Mickey Free, I have a lot more that I want to talk to him about. So keep it tuned in. Asa da noten, nangan, you got noten. You ought to sing along with this one. It's Woman, featuring Gary Clark Jr. today on Gyno.
You can find me, woman. Baby, just spare a dime and count. Ain't no mountain high enough, baby. I'll take that fall. I don't like no red. Took from me my money and my heart and soul, baby. You had me on my knees, baby. You sure enough made me cry. But I'm starting over, and all women need to hear that call, yeah. Now, woman, payback is a dirty thing. Especially when the hurt is bald, yeah. I've got a trick for you. It's gonna hurt and it's gonna be cold. The next time you see, you think of me. I'll be flying on that G-fly, baby, flying free.